In the wake of mass shootings comes the debate around gun laws. Who can buy a gun? What kind? Where? And how can they carry it? But in this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, I explored a new angle, the personal responsibility of carrying a firearm. I did this by taking a concealed carry course. I'm sixth generation on my family farm. Hunting, guns, they were just a part of my life growing up in the country. I knew where my dad's guns were, and he taught me how to handle them safely. But now, as a single mother of twins who lives roughly 30 minutes from any real type of civilization, guns are also a means of protection for my family. I signed up for the concealed carry course for that reason. Protection. The course was held at the Capitol Firearms Academy, just off MacArthur Boulevard. Other students in the class signed up for various reasons. Amy, who wished not to disclose her last name, is from Springfield. As a woman who works overnights at a gas station, she too wanted her license for protection.
Because I have the opportunity to protect myself a lot better than pressing a button and waiting for somebody to get there.
And Nick Schroeder. He's an avid gun user and father of two. He plans to carry daily.
Not for any particular reason. I would much rather have it and not need it.
As the course began, I was a little shocked at how much it felt like being in any other classroom. The teacher up front lecturing, and students taking notes from a PowerPoint presentation. We did a few drills taking guns in and out of holsters, properly loading them. We even learned how to clean the weapons. But the first 8-hour day was spent completely inside a classroom. And I came to realize that was intentional. There's more to carrying a gun than just the physical act of carrying a gun. It's a moral, ethical, religious responsibility. Our instructor, Jim Feagans, is a lifelong member of the NRA and has a background in law enforcement.
When you first start carrying a firearm, it gives you a sense of euphoria, like I can defend myself, but we really don't look and think about the repercussions of our actions later down the road. We talk about what's going to happen if you ever have to defend yourself and you do shoot somebody, but it's going to weigh heavy on your mind if you're any kind of person at all.
As I sat at the front of the classroom on the second day, learning about where I could and couldn't legally carry and how to ensure I was never the aggressor, I wondered, do I want to do this? Do I really want to be the person who pulls the trigger and takes a life? What could the legal ramifications be? And would I be able to live with myself? Soon, it was time to shoot. With a brown 9mm that I had never held before, I had to hit my target 21 out of 30 times, at 5 yards, 10, and 15. I passed, as did the other 13 students. Some had never shot a gun in their life. Student Cody Stanley, a staunch gun rights supporter, was concerned with how easy it is to obtain a firearm owner identification card. State residents can submit an application online, pay a small fee, pass a background check, and get their card within 30 days. With that FOID card, they're eligible to possess and purchase as many legal firearms as they'd like, regardless of experience.
You go to a gun store, they're like, do you know what you're doing? Sure, and that's it. But as far as the concealed carry, I think it goes back to, again, it's up to the individual. You can't necessarily have a course that's 80 hours long, realistically, but at the same time, this doesn't really cover everything.
Feagans, the instructor, says there's a lot he leaves out in the 16 hours of class time, like safety techniques for women.
What should you do? What shouldn't you do? You run out of gas. You should sit in the passenger seat of the car instead of the driver's seat. So if somebody comes by, they see a vulnerable lady sitting there, that they realize that she's not alone. Somebody else was there because she's in the passenger seat.
As I listened to him explain, I realized these were all valuable ways I could protect myself without a gun. While firearms can be beneficial, where there are more guns, there are more accidental deaths. According to a Harvard Injury Control report, 4 states with the most guns had a mortality rate that was 7 times higher when compared with the 4 states with the fewest guns. And most accidental shootings happened to young people, shot by a friend or a family member. As a mother, I worry about this. I sat down with Amy after the class. She's the woman who works overnights at a gas station. After 16 hours and hitting a few targets, was she ready to carry?
I probably won't conceal to carry as soon as I get that until I'm really, really comfortable with having it on me myself.
And she's not alone. If I was approved to carry a gun, I would want to spend more time in the firing range. But knowing how to use a gun and actually doing so are 2 different things. I'm unsure if morally I'll ever be ready for that responsibility. And maybe that was the whole point of the class. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.